Good morning. Oh my goodness. Let's try that again. Good morning.
Good morning.
And happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Today, we're going to look at a big word. And I'm going to say the word first, and then I'm going to have you repeat the word, and then we're going to learn all about the word. The word is called diligence. Can you say that? Diligence. Say it again. Diligence. It's a big word, isn't it? You want to know what that word means? Okay, we're going to find out what that word means. First, there's a scripture that we're going to look at. It says, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might." What's might? Strength, right? "For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest." So what did it say? Whatever your hand finds to do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Why would you do something in the name of Jesus Christ? Why would you do that? So that who gets the glory? He does. We're going to watch a little video that might explain what diligence, what's the word again? Say it.
Diligence.
Diligence. We're going to watch a little video that may show you a little bit of what diligence is, and then I'll explain it a little bit more. It's a Papa Beaver.
Every day I'm up with a jerk, brush my teeth and get ready for work. There's a hard day up ahead down at the mill. I've got to wake my crew and head for the hill. Up and at 'em, boys, pop out of bed. We've got a lot to do. There's a long day ahead. I want to see some spunk. So, boys, if you please, why don't you make like beavers and head for the trees? First things first, before you're dismissed, let's take a long, hard look at the work on my list. But just you keep in mind as you're working along that every day goes fast if you're singing this song. Would you, could you be a beaver? Are you brave and strong and a high achiever? Could you work all day without a breather? An eager beaver really truly can. Halt right here, boys. Open your eyes. We gotta take those trees and cut them to size. We're gonna tame that river. It's gonna be fun. Just watch your old man close and see how it's done. Nothing to it, boys, that's all there is. Why don't you make like beavers and give it a whiz? You can buzz right through it. No, it shouldn't take long if you just keep on chewing and singing this song. Would you, could you be a beaver? Are you brave and strong and a high achiever? Could you work all day without a breather? An eager beaver really, truly can. One last thing, let's all take a peek. We have to make real sure our house doesn't leak. We gotta stop that trickle. Boys, hand me a limb, cause if it floods our house, we'll be in for a swim. Job well done, boys. Papa is proud. When you work this hard, you stand out from the crowd. One more time, boys, sing it out strong. Let's end our long, hard day with our favorite song.
Okay, what did the beavers do? Pardon? They worked hard. Diligence means that you keep after it until the job is done. Do you have chores to do at home? What are some of the chores you have to do? Yes, ma'am. Clean your playroom. What if you only cleaned half of it? Would that be diligent? Would that be working until the job was done? It would still leave a mess, wouldn't it? You had a job. What's a job you have to do? Pick up your toys. Brush your teeth. You only going to brush one tooth? Going to brush all of them? Pick up only one toy? Going to pick them all up, right? Because if you leave some on the hand, on the floor, especially Legos, and mom and dad step on it, ouch! Or you step on it, ouch! So diligent, again, it says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So diligence means that you're going to keep after it. You're going to work hard. Some of you go to school. You have studies. What if you only did one page? Would you learn anything? No. Sometimes your homework takes a lot of pages, doesn't it? So you have to work on one, and then work on another, and then work on another. So diligence means you're going to keep after it. Means you're going to work hard, not just for your good, but for whose glory? God's glory. Because it shows that you have a good heart and a willing heart if you keep after it. And sometimes you might need to take a little break, but then you go back after it. The beavers had a dam to build so that they could have fun floating on their raft, didn't they? What if they only cut out on a few trees? Would they be able to have the dam built and be able to work on, to be able to float on their floaties? No, the river would still run. So you have things to do. Maybe study your Bible. Read one word or the whole verse? The whole verse. Do you help mom or dad with dishes? Okay. What if you only washed one dish? The job wouldn't be done, would it? Okay. So now you're seeing that diligence means you keep after it. You know, sometimes we big people need to remember that we need the gift of diligence too. We keep after it until the job is done. So when you have a job to do, if it's to study the Bible, if it's to help mom and dad, if it's in your adventures and pathfinders, you work until what? Until the job is done. You keep after it. And there's a saying, you try, try, and try again. So if you don't do it right the first time, but you need to go back. Our youngest daughter was building a tower one day, and it just wasn't going the way she wanted it to go. So she pushed herself back, and she counted to 10. She went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, God, help me finish. And she went back and she finished the tower that she wanted to. But she had to step back a little bit. But she was diligent to do the job and build the tower she wanted to build. So you have things to do. Just do it until the job is done. Very good. That's what diligence means. Who would like to pray for us today? Our hand was first. Come on.
Our Heavenly Father God, bless for this Sabbath and keep it holy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.